I never want to be part of a gathering I wasn't invited to. I don't wish to feel like a third wheel in any group, nor do I want to reside in a country where I am not welcomed. That was the clear message to all Jews and minorities in America at the Trump campaign rally at Madison Square Garden this past Sunday night. We witnessed a troubling display of hateful rhetoric from nearly every speaker, targeting various segments of our great nation. The echoes of the 20,000 attendees in the same place at the America First rally in 1939, which aimed to demean Jews and immigrants, resonates uncomfortably today. As a proud Jewish American with a lineage spanning six generations in this country, I find myself grappling with a crucial question. Am I indeed allowed to call myself an American? If I'm not embraced here, how can I bear to exist in a space that does not welcome me? This question lies at the heart of the message conveyed at the rally. Our Constitution begins with the preamble, "We the people," but who is we? How can I be assured that they also included me? To seek an answer, I turn to our founding father, George Washington, our first president. As the leader of the Continental Army, a key figure in the creation of the Constitution, surely he understood profoundly the meaning of we in "We the People." Shortly after his inauguration in 1789, religious communities reached out to Washington, eager to understand how his administration would uphold their rights, if at all. In personal handwritten responses to dozens of inquiries, he assured them that the only entity to whom Americans needed to justify their religious beliefs was God. In a letter to the Presbyterian Church in 1789, Washington stated, "All men within our territories are protected in worshiping the deity according to the dictates of their consciences." Later, in 1790, Washington responded to the Roman Catholics in America, affirming, "All those who conduct themselves as worthy members of the community are equally entitled to the protection of civil government." Yet the most profound affirmation came in Washington's letter to the Hebrew congregation in Newport, Rhode Island. Also in 1790, he said to them, "For happily the government of the United States, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should deem themselves as good citizens. May the children of the stock of Abraham, who dwell in this land, continue to merit and enjoy the goodwill of the other inhabitants, while everyone shall sit in safety under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none to make him afraid." If I had the opportunity to thank President Washington personally for allowing us safety and equality in the land of the free, I would share with him that Jewish Americans have demonstrated courage and bravery defending our nation in every American war. I would also share with Washington that beyond the battlefield, we helped champion the civil rights movement, fiercely advocating for equality and exemplifying the power of solidarity. I would brag to Washington that despite coming to America with only the shirts on our backs, Jewish Americans have built vibrant communities, schools, charities, and museums, embodying sound citizenship principles in every corner of American life. I would want Washington to feel joy in knowing that we celebrate and uphold American holidays and traditions, pledge allegiance to the flag, and enjoy a kosher hot dog at a baseball game once in a while. I would share with Washington that Jewish Americans have an unwavering commitment to enriching our society and that we have made significant contributions to the arts, sciences, and law, always championing equality and justice for all. Finally, I would tell President Washington to feel proud that the Jewish community believes we are vital members of this great nation's fabric, that despite the rise in anti-Semitism, our ongoing commitment to America and all Americans is that we will continue to work hard, stay civically engaged, and contribute daily to our country's greatness to fulfill the wish that every citizen can live safely under his own vine and fig tree. Thank you, President Washington, to all our founding fathers for welcoming us and affirming our place here. Thank you for listening.